like it may be. The Gemara discusses one of the process of what was to happen during the nine yomim of the Prisha, the preparation of the Kedoshim and Kippur, was the fact that they did have God. The Prisha told us the following. Echozer, which refers to those the one who was the spirit of Harapakos on the Kohen Gadol. Mother of Kol Shiva, the Kol Chakoy Shahoyu Shom, the opinion was that they did the Hazor of all the various Chakoyis, whatever kind of Eitz Chorah they could get their hands on, they did for all 7 days of the Hazor, the preparation for this Kohen. And at the end he says, no, Ein Mazal of other Shvishya Shvibu Vav. But according to Rabbi Yossi, they only did Hazor just on day 3 and day 7, as if that was a set of the Indian of the Mechavos, which needs to be done on day 3 and day 7 of when the Seder Torah is actually being practiced. So once on the day 3 and the day 7, throughout the 7 days is enough. It doesn't need to be done throughout the days of all the Mechavos Torah, in case through the various Cheshbonos that the Gemara goes on actually on base to discuss, that the day 1, day 2, day 3 may have been the third day of the summer, and day 5, day 6, day 7 may have been day 7 of the summer. So come to Rav Meir, they have to cover all eventualities within the 7 days. And according to Rav Yossi, we don't need to cover all the various things, but it is adequate just to do one straightforward set of power of Meir. So the Gemara wants to suggest that the Yossi, that this Machlokes is, whether Tumah is Hutrubativ or not. If Tumah is Hutrubativ, and the etzem, the chashash tumma that he has, the etzem is utra. We don't really need to say the tara. It's done for whatever reason. It's done, it's done, but we do it. It's body, whatever it tries to cover. But it's not necessary to go through all the various stodim of tumma. If you hold the clear mitzvah, then mahadrinam on all the different ifanim of tara. And therefore, we do mechakov every day of the 7 days. That was the Gemara's original suggestion. The mice of the Gemara did not remain with that, suggestion, because the Gemara says we'll have a student of Yossi. They come back from this cheshbon that according to Rav Yossi, the din is that the Gemara Nachatzilah, the Gemara might have moved on from this suggestion. The din of Yossi was in the next suggestion of the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you hold that hutra b'tzibul, then the Chayyim, why is a tiny, why I'm doing this, has all shlishi b'shvi anyway. The tzibur. He told Rav Yossi, "Hetti the tzibur. If it's hutra, I go the chalal omali. So what we're doing this hazor for? We need a bit of an understanding of the Gemara. But the Maisa the Gemara moves away from this suggestion of hutra the tzibur, and yet requiring this hazor. However, the Gemara wants to make a different suggestion. But perhaps this machlokes is a different machlokes. It's a very interesting machlokes because you find it very faced in Shabbos Pesach and the end of the Sabbath. The suggestion that the machlokes is in Ramein Rav Yossi." It's sourced on the shayla whether Tzvina Bizman or Mitzvah or not. If you hold Tzvina Bizman or Mitzvah, then you have to be redacted to do the Tzvina on the day in which the Torah falls. And therefore, on all the 3 and 7, on all the days of the 7 days, they did the Seder Torah, in order to make sure that the day of the Tzvina was actually done in the right time. If you hold Tzvina Bizman or Mitzvah, then you have to be redacted to make sure that you did Bizman. Now, Shaykin, if you don't hold the Tzvina Bizman or Mitzvah, so it doesn't matter if we're going to be doing the Tzvina is actually not done on the day that it was cut originally when it could have been done, you can do it later as well. Therefore, it's enough for us just to do a Seder of Shlishi and Shvi any one time through the Seder in the 7 days, and the Tzvina will be done at the end of it, the Tzvina will be done at the end of the Seder of Shlishi and Shvi, notwithstanding the fact that the Bizman may have been earlier. If you don't hold Tzvina Bizman or Mitzvah, it doesn't bother. The Gemara's suggestion in this Machlokes Remeir Chachot and Rav Yossi, everybody holds Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, of course, to keep the Cheshbon in mind. If on the Hutra B'Tzibur, we wouldn't need to be doing the Seder Hazor before. But everybody holds on Tumah Zvetzim Dechuya B'Tzibur. Whether we need to try and be medactic on all the various days depends on whether Tzvina Bizman or Mitzvah or not. If Tzvina Bizman or Mitzvah, that's medactic time to do it on time, and therefore we have to cover all possibilities. The Gemara says that Oyvah Zoy Kup Zoy Cheshbon, that Rabbi Yossi does not hold Tzvina Bizman or Mitzvah, because Rabbi Yossi holds Shlishi Mishvi is enough, you don't need to do all the various of the 7 days. And the Gemara says that's not richtig, because we find another Rabbi Yossi in the Sugya Shabbos, where it's talking about somebody who had the shame cause of Al-Bathorah, somebody who had the name of, I would have thought the name was written, had an ink mark on his hands with the name of the Shem Hashem. And the Shaila is, how it was to be motivated for him to do a Mitzvah Tzvina. But there's a machlokes in the Gemara as to whether they have to cover it over each time that it doesn't really have to be torah from the gemi, and that's not acceptable. But Rabbi Yosi got this because Rabbi Yosi can allow him to do the tefillah as it is. And the Gemara explains that he ate that the Yosi holds tefillah the zman mitzvah, but Rabbi Yosi doesn't want to delay the opportunity to do a tefillah for the purposes of finding a covering. If you have to cover it over, it would on an occasion delay his opportunity to do a mitzvah tefillah the zman. And therefore, because Rabbi Yosi has no restrictions in the way he does his mitzvah. Al-Sulkhonet, of Kadish Payet, the details of Yenna Sugya, but all that we need to do in the name of Yenna Sugya is that Rabbi Yosi holds Vinav is not a mitzvah. If Rabbi Yosi holds Vinav is not a mitzvah, if that's the consideration in the Hazals of Shish Vishri, then you should be doing it on all the days in order to cover the Zman of which the Zman may be. And Rabbi Yosi is the one who holds that Shish Vishri is enough. Rabbi Yosi is the one who holds we need to do on all the days of the Shivas in Afrisha. It cannot be, this machlekas can't be dependent on the din of Tzidik Mitzvah. So the Gemara, this is the next suggestion that we're up to. The Gemara wants to suggest the following. Everybody holds the Tzidik Mitzvah Mitzvah. The Gemara wants to get down to Machlaik, it's Rameh's of a Machshir and Hazor the Tzidah. Rav Yezid's of a very Machshir and Hazor the Tzidah. The Gemara, by here, the Etzim are not dealing with Tzidah as such. We're dealing the Etzim with the Hazor, Hazor, Shlish and Shvi of the Mechatol, taking the water from the forest, Hazor, and doing the Hazor. And that's the Machlaik is Rameh and Rav Yezid. That the Gemara, in a din of Tzidah, this Mama, if you're doing a Tzidah where the Tzidah is the essence, what the Torah requires, it's just a Mechat Tzidah, Tzidah's Nidah, Tzidah's Nidah, when the Tzvina ladies retire, then everybody holds that Tzvina Bizman Mitzvah. It has to be done with Nama, there's a Chiyam to be Mitzvah Bizman. Whatever reasons we discussed last time, also there, that's what the Mokoyim Tzvina made. Each is Tzvina Bizman Mitzvah. Now, the bottom is the Dinah Tzvina Bizman Mitzvah. But the discussion that our Ramein Rabbi Yosi has is when it comes to doing a Tzvina Azor, maybe Azor, Mechazor, is not the same, doesn't have the same Dinah as Tzvina Bizman Mitzvah. Maybe in Azor, there is no Dinah to be redacted to do Bizman Mitzvah. Either when the tire is Rochach, or Lime, or the Tzvi, the tire of a Mikvah, then that has to be Mizmah. But maybe the Seder Chazor does not have the same requirement to be adapted with Mano. And that's the Machlech, the Rebbeinu Chachamim. Rebbeinu holds Chazor Mizmah is also Mitzvah. So Rebbeinu holds the Mitzvah, but you have to do all the various events, all the stodim of when the Chazor may fall. The Yeshi doesn't hold the Chazor Mizmah Mitzvah. The Yeshi holds that Shishu Shvi is good enough. So there's one of them, some of Mashim and Hazor, the Tzvina, and therefore it's also Mitzvah, therefore you also look to do this on all the various days to make sure you get the right day. Rabbi Yosi said, no, Mashim and Hazor, the Tzvina, you're not Makish Hazor, the Tzvina, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yosi, there's no need to be medaktic to do the Hazor on any one of the Zmanim where the Chiyu, Tzvina, may have fallen. Yes. Just to mention, just one connection, places in the Pasuk, places make that Shaila, why is it more possible to the Gemara? That Tzvina Bizman HaMitzvah, then Hazor Bizman HaMitzvah. Just to understand the Makor of this din. It's an extra word of explanation. Please explain. The Makor of the din of Tzvina Bizman HaMitzvah, Rashi explains that with the Gemara in Kiddushin. Rashi tells us Tzvina Bizman HaMitzvah is learned from Tzvina Bizman HaMitzvah, the Chitze V'yei Mashvi, the Chibis V'god of Arochach, Lo'i Golze, El Olamad, El Tzvina Shei V'yei Mashvi. I need to say, I'll read out the Pasuk which this refers to. It says the following. These are those passages. Look at the passage that we're going to learn based on a couple of weeks' time. The seder of the process of you doing the hazor the mechatzos and state like this. State the hizah tov atomei bayom hashlishi. So they have to take the waters of the hazor of the mechatzos and do the hazor of bayom hashlishi. And on day 7 of the process of tara, whatever this designated process will be, on day 3 and day 7 you have to do the hizah tov. And then the pasuk says v'chitei bayom hashvi. The question is, what is the chitay v'yem hashvi telling us? You've done the hazor of shlishi. You've done the hazor of shvi. Barachas b'mayim, you need to do a tefillah. That's clear. You've done the hazor, so you need to do it. What's the chitay v'yem hashvi coming to the mitzvah? That means when you read the words of the Pasuk, it's the words that are telling us anything clearly. Rashi, our Torah says, the chitay v'yem hashvi hu gemar ta'arosu. What is it actually telling us to do? It's not clear. But because of that, the Rashi explains that the one man, the Omar, lives in the Gemara, that this din of the Chitah, the Yehoshua, is telling us וחיתה ביימה השביעי, וחיתה את מגוד המלוחס, ובואו זה ללמה זה על הפריד השביעי ביימה השביעי. ופוסק יצא מתתלס, אבל זה דין, וחיתה ביימה השביעי, ולוחס במים וצורי סליאס, that the end of the process has to be the Yom HaShviyi. The Chita the Yom HaShviyi, the Hayim, what is the Gemara of the process? The Roch of the Torah B'mayim, the Tzvila needs to be the Yom HaShviyi. From that we learn again that the Tzvila B'Tan HaMitzvah, Tzvila is not just something which you can choose to do any time. The Chita the Yom HaShviyi, the Roch of the Torah B'mayim is coming to tell us that the Rechita, the Tzvila B'Mitzvah needs to be just the Yom HaShviyi. That's the number of Tzvila B'Tan HaMitzvah. You could just as well learn that the Hazorah has to be the Yom HaShviyi as the Tzvila needs to be the Yom HaShviyi. The Chit of Yom HaShviyi is telling us, we have to be productive to do the Gemara power of Yom HaShviyi. The Chit of Yom HaShviyi. Make sure you do it at this opportunity. Who says that this the Chit of Yom HaShviyi refers to the Baracha any more than it refers to the Avaya? The Yizot. The first says two things. The Yizot of Yom HaShviyi, Pashlishi of Yom HaShviyi, the Chit of Yom HaShviyi, Baracha. And the Gemara is understanding by us that the Poshuk Shach Neposuk refers to the Rechita, the Tzvila, which is Zizman HaMitzvah, and therefore all Tzvilas in all circumstances, whether Zizman Tzvila is the Mitzvah, the Havoah is a Shail of Hekish, Makshino or not Makshino. So Tzvila just wants to explain why is it that the Poshuk, the reading of the Poshuk is telling us that the Esther Mechiv refers to the Tzvila, the Rechita, the Tzvila is Zizman, and the rest is a question of a Hekish. So let us have you guys and say, Tema. Am I possible to say that the Tzvila Bezman of Israel has to be in Shleva, which is the Tzvila, 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 Hazor has 2 days of Hazor. There's the Yom HaShlishi of Hazor, and there's the Yom HaShvi of Hazor. The Torah says, V'chitze, the Yom HaShvi, the Chimesh Vod of Barocha. So the Torah is underlining the fact that something needs to be done by Yom HaShvi. It could refer to Hazor, it could refer to Rechitze, but if it refers to Hazor, then the Torah should have also mentioned V'chitze, the Yom HaShlishi, also because Hazor falls on Yom HaShlishi, and subsequently the Yom HaShvi. If the Torah is only referring to V'chitze, the Yom HaShvi, it's referring to something which you only do then which you've not done previously. And therefore it's mukhach, but the simple type of the Pasuk is referring to the Tzvila, not referring to the Hazor. Hazor may be mukhach the Tzvila, may not be. So there is a Rabishim Hazor, Tzvachti, Ve'ibishim Lashvin, and Hazor Bizman HaMitzvah, Leham another Hazor, the Gimel. Kedahoda, Hazor, the Shvi. If it's talking about telling me again that you need to be mukhach the Bizman, I'm referring to the Shvi, you should tell us about the Shvishi also. And our talk of Shem Rocha, the Tekev Lazor Tzvila, is talking about the Shvam and all the Tzvila of Zvam. So it's talking about that which we do after the Ve'ezor of Yem HaShlish and Yem HaShvi. The Shita is not just referring back to the Hazor, because otherwise it should refer back to the Shlishi as well. El Omai, after you've done Hazor, Shlishi and Shvi, the Shita is under the Dinti to the Tzvila needs to be after. That's the question. Tied to the process where we learn Tzvila of Zvam. Then it's said to Gevorah, that if Tzvila is Zvam of Mitzvah, maybe Hazor is Zvam of Mitzvah, it's also the Zvam of Mitzvah. And if it's Bizman HaMitzvah, then I'm pleased to find the right days of doing it, which is the Shit of Rebbeir, and Rabbi Yose holds. No, Rabbi Yose holds that I'm very makish, I don't compare as well to Tzvila. Tzvila Bizman HaMitzvah, like you can see by the one who just tzvila with Shem HaShem al-Bathori, he doesn't need to wait for a gemi. Over, besides Azor, Tzvishi Shvi is enough, because there's no Azor Bizman HaMitzvah. Let's move on a little bit to this thing. The emes is, as I'm approaching already, my ears, and others, that the whole Tushnel to the Sugya of Azor is not a Mitzvah and Tzvila is not a Mitzvah is a little bit difficult to understand in context. Because we're talking over here, we're not talking about somebody who we know to be Tomei Bechlal. There is no designated Tumah or known Tumah that we're trying to be Messiah from. The whole state of Azor is Azor Machvata. A Shasha Tumah we have to cover into eventual possibilities, should we say, that there may have been a Tumah in certain circumstances. But how it's possible to say about a tumma which there's no known tumma, that is a cheskatar, there's nothing really that needs to be delicious for, other than extra kashosh. Maybe it's going from Sukkim, from Miluim, from other cheskatar, from Adafmach, and Adafnishmach, it's not clear what this Sukkim, but all is learning anything from Miluim in the cheskatar of the Sukkim. Perhaps we'll get back to that at the end of the Sukkim, where the Makor of this Hazor comes from. It comes from the Chlap. Why would we do this Hazor? But either way, if we're doing Hazor, but we're doing the natural time to make sure that it should be covered from any tumor, but there's certainly no particular tumor which we're relating to and which we're doing these Hazor. So to say that there's a din of Tzvila, there's Mana Mitzvah, there's Mana. When is this Mana? It's talking Mana.
Not a mitzvah, and you're not just all the tefillah, and so go to the Yom Kippur all 7 days.
היא לא יודעת יש לך עוד הצבילה, אחרי זה קרן הסרב של פונה ולא יבוא לך שחלו את המוקד את זה מוחלת. מה לא בבין זה סוף וחלק? ודיד תדעו, על all seven days, it's the cover, חשש, שצבילה את הזמן המנית, אם תעזור, תבוא את המוקד ומחנים את זה מוחלת. אבל לא ידע, לא ימח יש. בעצם, רבי יסי does not hold of the hekish of הזור לצבילה, and therefore הזור is not required to be the zman. But, בקרן הסרב של פונה, מיילה בעלמה, מיילה בעלמה, רבי יסי בעצם holds back the shitter, that shlishi shvi is enough. Back to Rav Chanina holds back Rav Yosi, that shlishi shvi is enough. The reason why Rav Chanina is shlishi shkopora, that by the ball. So drash. So you make shina al-gol is ba'al alav mitzvah hi, the chik sib shlishi shvi, shilo yak di liyashe bin al-gol, 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 yomim, aval in yish al-gol is not rove, let's go mbo. Rashi al-gol. The zman of, if you don't, if you're not makish, the din of al-gol is vila, and there is no time when you need to do a hazard and such. There is no thing that as soon as the opportunity to be retired, so for the sake you have to do it immediately. If you would hold hazard as well, a mitzvah for him, he's a kumpra rabbi, and after glech, he has to go straight away being retired, so good activity is hazard, hazard is hazard. If you don't know the hazard as well, you know machine of hazard as well, then there is no chiyuv to do hazard at any one particular time. Whenever you choose to be retired, so for the sake, that's when you do it. Rashi, I, the Torah says, the doctor Shlishi Yishvi, it doesn't mean Shlishi Yishvi from when a person has the first opportunity to become poor. This is not matter. Shlishi Yishvi means within whatever you decided, within the set, the stage of the process of Torah, from whatever you decided to do it, it has to be after the Shlishi. And after it's after the Shvi, that means to say that these are the times, the time gap between Hazor, the first and the second, and then it has to be these 4 days that are all between Shlishi and Shvi. You can't change the date within the 7 day period of doing the Hazor. But there's no chiyuv to have to do it at any one particular time. Because if you hold that the Hazor, it's going back shino from.
Yes. Thanks, David.
How day one start? What the first day is going to be? Yeah. How do you allocate day one in the first place? Yeah, I'm not sure. How can you decide when you want to make this? Yeah, I want to know from the beginning. Yeah, clearly. We want to know how do you decide to name your shlishi? You can do it any time. No, yeah, that's not a side of that, yeah. If you don't feed it, it's not a mitzvah, so that's all the rules, that's the shining of the discussion. Right, it's worth very hard for that child. That's not much better than Gemara. Even if you don't hold machine and all the tzvila, you have to do it because of the tzvila. And he says no. He says that tzvila is not a mitzvah, will only be when you've done the hazor, then it'll be a din tzvila. If you don't hold the machine and all the tzvila, then you're not supposed to do it, that's not the tzvila. Let's move on a little bit to the Gemara, but I'd like to try and finish off the Gemara on the basis of the move on a little bit to the tzvila. So the Gemara, command also hold the son of Rabbono. Ain bein kain ha-sayrif et ha-poro le-kaidod ha-vi-yem. There is a price which says the following. There is no difference between the state of Prisha, the Kohen Gadol Fayim Kippur, and the Torah, the Kohen HaSeirah and the Torah, Elo. Shezeh Prishtosi B'Kidusha, Ve'echav HaKohenim Noigim Noi, Shezeh Prishtosi L'Tara Ve'ein Echav HaKohenim Noigim Noi. Bemez is a very sadistic couple of lines in the Gemara, which summarizes a bit the state of Prisha of the Kohen Gadol, which we've been talking about, the Shivat Yom and Kohen Yom HaKippur, and what this Prisha is. And to contrast that between the priest of the Kohen who's preparing the Torah tablet. But just I said another line in the Gemara and try and understand what this means. So the Brisa says the following. The difference that there is between the two, there is no difference. That means the seder of the process of what both of them need to do, the seder of Tara, the Hazor Chatos, Vila, etc. Beta is generally the same. The procedure is generally the same. But one is Prishosa, the Kedusha, the Echav HaKohenim Noigimboi, the Echav Zeh Pishot in the Tara, the Ein Echav HaKohenim Noigimboi. And we'll soon try and understand that. We've got the Gemara of it. Come on, Oy Rameo, Oy Rabbi Yossi. That can either be Rameo or Rabbi Yossi, where both of them hold that the Seder of the Hazor is similar to both, either every day, or only Shlishi Yishvi. Rameo holds both of them as every day, but Rabbi Yossi holds only Shlishi Yishvi. But the Kanina of Gehalza and the Kanina of Gehalza was Mechalik between the two. He held there was a difference between the Kohen Prisha and the Kohen HaSeirah, that one of them did every day, the Kohen HaSeirah was every day, and the Kohen HaKippurim was only Shlishi Yishvi. But the Gemara, Nira, Chanein, the Kohen HaKippurim, So the Gemara in Machaname is true that this thing in Machavina Chazkama Kalim will not stem with the with this right. However, I'd like to discuss over the Etzim type of this right, because this is a discussion in Rashi and Tosafot over here, which is very interesting in what the preaching of the Kohen, where the preaching of the Kohen is, and what it was. How are we going to translate these words? Shezef Rishot in the Kiddush of Echa Kohen Meugim Bo, Shezef Rishot in the Tal of Ein Echa Kohen Meugim Bo. Is it two things? Is it one thing? What is the difference between the two? So Rashi has that. Shezef Rishot in the Kiddush of the Kohen Gadol, his prisha, his separation, is for the purposes of Likodes Malachne Shvinot. The lo yeh libo is zocha olav yeh nivdo mikol kalas roisha chol olav eimo v'havdolotim in abriyeh. Rashi seems to be explaining the following. The purpose is, that when we talk about zeh prishot in the Kedusha, we're talking about the purpose of the prishot of the Kohen Gadol. And we're saying that the purpose of the prishot of the Kohen Gadol is in order that he should be able to be nichnas the Tnai and the Tnai, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Pashtas. And Rashi gives you a whole, very interesting, for the first time Rashi has ever described a little bit about what the nature of this Prisha is trying to achieve. And Rashi says, V'loye nivoye zachalo, v'nivta v'kol kalashroi, she has to be, somebody who's very, has to be very reductive to make sure that he keeps away from any kind of business mindset, just to make sure that he's preparing himself for Kovid Roish for the Prishot and the Kedusha. Eget the Charayim and Tnaiv in his name. But as a result of that, he needs the Prisha to be separated from the general society in order to make sure that he's burning about what's ahead of him. In order that Shacholalov, Eima, Bahavdolosim, and Abri. We've never met till now any explanation about what the status of this Prisha was. We know it needs to be different. What is it different for? So Rashi seems over here to be explaining what the Indian of this Prisha is. The Indian of the Prisha is to make sure that the face of what's ahead of it. And Pashtas for Rashi is because it's the Machan Shchina. That's what's ahead of him. That's what Rashi means. Rather than taking it a little bit differently. In order to have his mindset. Okay. The consequence of that is really, the real Nafkimina is, the Echad HaKohenim Noigim Bo. He's allowed to touch other Kohen brethren. Why? Because the Inyan of this Prisha is not to make sure as a Zeldish Veren Tome, the Inyan of Prisha the Tara. That's not the Nakuda. That's not what we're so didactic about. That's be careful. That is Roda Avoda. But the Prisha is not Prisha the Tara. It's not Prisha Mituma. It's a Prisha Mikomis, the Cyrus. Maybe it's a Prisha Mose, but from Kalas Rosh. And maybe there's no reason why I can't come in contact with other Kohenim. Marka Inkin got the bright of a Zephyr shot in the Tara. When we talk about the Kohen Asirah, Lahakme Betarosa, Ibn Kausha Isidoy, the Tamaboy, the Yoyla, the Yoyla Hasbino, we know that there's a, as we've learned already in the Sugin Davay, the Kohen Asirah, Chazal, thought to be making with him in the greater Kula, to be Metamahim in order to teach the Dim, the Hitzig Limishal to take him that full Yoyim, is kosher for the processes of Metamahim. But because of that, there were medactors with many other inyanim of Prisha to make sure that he shouldn't become Tom in any other area. Today, that we should understand that the Choymer of the Tara of Mechatos. And Rashi says that the Prisha of this person, of the Seirif Mechatos, the Prisha is Achmed Betarosoi, because of the Kalsha Itiboy, the Tamaboy, Daphne Faket, Machmezai, Lochain, Ishmir Betarosoi, Sheloye Adam Nugiebu. In the chilik that the Gemara is bringing out, there's one chilik between the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol and the Prisha of the Kohen Asirah, with a very practical difference. By the Kohen Gadol, we're not makbid, the Echav HaKohenim shouldn't come into contact with others, because the nekuda of this is not to achieve Tahara, but it's to achieve Hakhola Lelikonis the Kedusha. Now, Sheinke, by the Kohen Asirah, the Ike is that we've been didactic about, is that to be masked out Tarosa, Chumra, or Chumra, because of the Kudosh Yekidu boy, who are masked all of the Yonim, and as a result of that, he's not allowed to come into contact with any of the Echad HaKohenim. Nobody's allowed to touch him, but his Machmer, Asach Chumra, is an Indian of his style. So, in a word, the way Rashi is learning the Gemara, Ein Bein means, the Echad, in essence, there's no difference between the process between the two, except for one, which is Megala, a little bit about really what we're trying to achieve with the differences in the process. The practical difference is whether they're allowed to come into contact with others, and what lies behind that is whether what's the tachlis of the prisha is the tachlis of the prisha to prepare yourself to be connected with kedusha, who is attached to the priest in order to be Eisei Kemecha. How was that, Rabbi Zadir Rabbi?
That's
yeah. Well, that's not almost true, because the Gemara in the Kasher, well, I've only been to the reason, Azorah, you made Mishka Sahedrin, and that was an attacker, a mile in the Mokim, which is worth which is deserving of making this difference, of making the point of this chiluk, which according to Tosfos is the first thing that the Braisa says. Tosfos had a discussion about this nishtris, that the nishtris Sanhedrin was. Was it the Suach HaKodesh or was it the Suach HaKodesh? And also the nishtris is the following. All the nishtris, which were extended part together to the Chedek HaKodesh, the Kedusha of Al-Zorah, so then you had nishtris. It says depending on where the entrances were to these nishtris, it was depending on what Kedusha it had. If it was the Suach HaKodesh, then it had the Dinah HaKodesh. It was considered that it had Kedusha. If it was the Suach HaKodesh, then the Dinah is Kedusha. It was an extended part of the Azorah, to the Makom of the Kodesh, which could cause a good attribution depending on the way that there was, where the Pesach was set up. But basically, as well, this Lishkas Sanhedrin says that the discussion exactly. It was somewhere, a room, which was Pesach. The Shai question is over. It was an extended part of the Makom of the Kodesh Azorah. The Shai is over. Where was this way in and out? Was it in the Chol or was it in the Kodesh? The Shai is, even if it's Pesach or Chol, the Imkeno Yeshoshachot, Eivazoi, there was no Kedusha inside the Nishkas Sanhedrin because it was Pesach to the outside of the Mokhlo Chol. The Eil Avochi Pretzis is a Kasha which Rashi asked on the Avoch. The Eil Avochi is a Pretzis no Eini Shiva Ba'azora, the Kol Shkin Shea Eini Shein Bo. 7 days, the Koenig of Endos, he sat there, he slept there. Rashi on the Avoch of Adam and Gedenkel of the Pretzis made this point. That it must be that the mocking where the Kohen spent these 7 days couldn't have Kedusha Zalzora. Because the Kedusha Zalzora made when he didn't, made when he stopped, and what did he do for 7 days? He couldn't stand up for 7 days straight. Must have signed that he didn't have Kedusha Zalzora. It must be that it was Kedusha Lechoyim and Be'ezim Dinei Kechoyim didn't have it in the Kedusha. But so he says, even if that's true, even if it's true to say that he didn't have any Kedusha Zalzora, then, okay, what happened to Kedusha Lechoyim? So while we suggest that the Kedusha is Mishot in the Kedusha, it was a mockum of Kedusha, it didn't have Kedusha. This guy had no Kedusha in the Azor, it had Kedusha in the Harabayas maybe, it didn't have Kedusha in Mashal Shkina because otherwise he couldn't have sat there. So it says that Yishleim ha-fil ha-ofi kimin shahoyt of Gnuya ba-Kodesh, Tomach al-Zor ha-Kor ha-Shabah b'Rish in the Kedusha. So it says that the Maitre, it was a mockum Tomach to the Azor, it had a Maitre, technically the Kedusha for Mashal maybe didn't have the Kedusha in the Azor, otherwise he couldn't have sat there. The others, which is the mokim on the harav on the apnei avira, places is learning apnei avira does not have kedusha zara. All this is subject to my places to show the beis hashem will see. The places understanding that the lishkas apnei avira does not mean on the mokim of mikdash, only the mokim of the haravayis, which doesn't have kedusha more than the rest of Mishnah, which is interesting. The places says that, pastor technically said mokim haravayis, but somebody in the group way couldn't go because the rest of Mishnah didn't have the same level of kedusha. It's mile is the mockim, it's more it requires more tara, but it doesn't have more kedusha. I think it's a mission of extra kedusha. I think there is a chilek between the two, which will be mashma maybe that there is a chilek in the kedusha. So it doesn't seem to be understanding it that way out of the box. So say this as though the prisha of the Kohen HaSeiros isn't a mockim of the harabais. Which is a mighty Tara. It's not a mockum of Tara, yes, because Tara, Harabai is a mockum where you have to be more masculine than Tara than outside. It's a mockum of Tara, you can't stand Harabai. But it doesn't have any Kedusha, you say. It's not the Shmei Kedusha to the rest of Yerushalayim. It's not Kedusha to Kedusha. It's Kedusha to mockum of Tara, yes, but not Kodosh, yes. Now, if I ain't in the Kohen Gadol, at least some of the Azora is a mockum of Kodosh, yes. So there's a chinek in the mockum of Prisha of the Kohen Gadol, the mockum of Prisha of the Kohen Aphira, the gap of the Maile of the Mokim. What is a Mokim Kodesh and what is not a Mokim Kodesh?
That's not really controversial.
Yes, the Levitin, I'd like to refer, you talk about the Gemara and Tafes and the Dalas, Machlik is where that is, yes. I'd like to refer back to that Beza Hashem when we've clarified a little bit of what we're learning now. So Tafes is the Yeshma Parashim, now Tafes has got another discussion. Very interesting discussion about what this Mishkas were, where was it, what condition did it have? The first shot is the house shot. And therefore, shall say the kedusha means it was tomach alzora, but it didn't have kedusha alzora because otherwise it can't be yeshivas. It can't be yeshivas of the kedusha to be done. The yesh mefarshem the lishka faren and oidim kedusha lakodesh. This is going to say I'm not going to say the kedusha is tomach and lakodesh. Come across these sugya. But emes, it wasn't kedusha lakodesh. It wasn't some void of kedusha alzora. But emes, it had kedusha alzora. The kedusha lakodesh is this for emes. ויש את פרוש הגשת ולילת בזוך על הקודש. ואף אגב אם כקודש אבוי, ואין ישן עם בו, יש לא עם הכיוון שבנוי הבחוי לבזוך על הקודש, נאי, זה צריך הקודש, אין עם הכי ולכות בקודש אבוי, זה כחיד שאתה זה סג'סטינג. This is suggesting that the Kedushas Azor can be split. You can have a Mokhid, which has Kedushas Azor and a Gaba Sunday in it, and doesn't have Kedushas Azor and a Gaba Abad in it. And so this is trying to suggest this by the Mishka is a Pesuchis HaKodesh, which the Gemara says that if it's Pesuchis HaKodesh, if the main entrance, the way in and out, so this Mokim is from Azorah into this Mishka, that's the Mokim of where this Mishka is to be found, although technically it was built an extended part of Azorah, it was built in Mokim Choyl. Pesuchis HaKodesh automatically gives a bit of Kodesh, an extension of Azorah, Mokim Choyl is still HaKodesh, it's Kodesh. But basically, it's Kodesh that Indian is in. That Kochi Kadoshim, which is Nechal, only in Azor, Kochi Kadoshim is Nechal in Azor, as everybody knows, but for Kelly, Kochi Kadoshim is Nechal in Roshalai. Kochi Kadoshim is only in Azor. So it says, the Mishka is a Pesuchas, the Kodesh, it also, you can eat Kochi Kadoshim, you can eat that as well. But it does not have that restriction of the Ein Yeshiva in Azor, and the Pasuk is Bezovi, if he's not allowed to sit in Azor, there's no restriction for the Kodesh in those Mishkas, he'll be able to have each Kochi Kadoshim and he'll be able to sit and sit there as well because it's B'nai Yisrachah, it's the Mordech HaChiddush, it's the best in the place. There's only in part of that is it's only subject to the wider context of these, and you know, trying to understand where this Tzilik can be. But at the point, the divider was again for us, what Kedusha did this Mokim have? So this has got a very estated Tzilik Mahal, two Mahalchim over here. Exactly what this Tzilik is Lishka Farahedin has. So this is the Yesh Mepharaj and Lishka Farahedin, and this is the ואף על זה אני כן קודש ובאין ישנים בו יש לי מהכיוון שבנוי בכל ובסוך על הקודש ונאי זה צריך על קודש ואין יחיד את קודש הקדושת כדי משמע וזה מקוים בו וימות אל אישת בו ולישן בו ולא יקודשי לגמרי כי קדוש הזה עזור it didn't have the same level of קדוש זה אומר פייר כזה מקוים בו אין חיים עליהם גורי the תמיים הנכנוסים בו don't have the same חיים קורס וזה נכנס למיקוש So as you can see, it doesn't have the same mile, the same dog of Kedusha and Sukhas the Kodesh. So it has a din that you can eat Kachi Kedusha there, but it doesn't have a din. But all can have a mutter, they say, and they shall go ahead. So not made of Shatim in Tesis. The chilek that the Brisa is making in the first point, Zephri Shatim in Kedusha, the Zephri Shatim in the Tara, is a chilek in the Mokim of the Prisha. And then Tosfos goes on to say, "Oh, it's Ikim Binayim." Well, the Achlis is Shazay Achalakedim Noigim. The Zayin Achalakedim Noigim. The Tosfos is that by Ether we can suggest that there's two things in the place. And the first thing is the Mokal Aprish, and those are the two things that we discuss. So I guess the bottom is really that Tosfos. The Tosfos is not just talking about Aprish. Then you've got this case all around the Azor. And generally the Kali is what Pesuach HaKodesh is. Pesuach HaKodesh is the last generally the rule of all those extra rules which were attached to the Azor. And so he's got a sofa, the Lishka Fahedin, which was the Lishka, which was attached to the Azorah. So he's got a very sadistic sofa. Where was it to Suat to, i.e., was it a Mokkabish Azorah? Was it a Mokkabish Azorah? It's not a Mokkabish Azorah. The first matter is because of the Yeshiva of Azorah, it was the Suat Chayyid. It was next to Kodesh. If I say it's been next to Kodesh, it's also right. So he's in the first chat and the sound there, Mishnah to the Kodesh, so he says, even though technically it was a Mokkab Chayyid, you couldn't be cut to Kedushim there, you're allowed to sit there, oh, but Tomach HaKodesh is a Maida. The only one that's Mishas and Arabayim was not Tomach HaKodesh at all. But the Tveta Mahalach HaKodesh is it was much more Kodesh, it had a much greater Maida. It was much more significant than what the Tveta was Kodesh, it was a Mokul of Kodesh, it was a Mokul of Azorah. Er gesitzt in Azor, er ist gerade Mokim, weil gerade Yeshiva ist Mutter, obwohl der Gedusch ist am Mokim, macht Gedusch als Zorah, das ist so, was zu tun haben. In other words, if they say it's got a tough one, it is then, after whether it was Kodesh Kodesh Nazara, or wasn't Kodesh Kodesh Nazara. But Tosis seems to be holding clearly that the Mokim of Korasapo, that clearly was not a Mokim which had Kodesh Nazara, but Klal was a Mokim of the Harabayas and place. And that's the picture clearly, which was a place making the Chilis between the two. The evidence of Tosis, if we refer back, it's an interesting statement on the face of Madalas. Because before we get to the statement on the face of Madalas, what I'd like to just understand is the following. The Chayyar was created from our sources is that this thing of the Chayyar God who needed to have a Sisha and Rishas Parhejan was the mocking where his Sisha was hired him to be a mocking of Kodesh. Either Kodesh, it wasn't just the Mikra that he ended up to be in a Rishas Parhejan, which of course is the basic fact that the Moshe had to be sure that the Chayyar was hired him to be a mocking of Kodesh and Al-Gor. Clearly so. And according to the first track, there's a low technique, it was a Mokum Machayr, but the Holocaust is his Prisha was Machayr in the Tongue of the Mokum of the Mikra. That's Machayr. So the first shot, it wasn't the Mikra, though. The Shaira is, his then Prisha was Tongue of the Kodesh. It's the end of the Kodesh. Yes. In the first Mahalach of Tosis was suggesting that then that there was no din to be Mokum Kodesh. Tosis in his first Sarah said, that the writer did not mention, the way this is where the writer begin with, the writer did not mention the Kedusha and Tara as a Mokim. The only Chiddush was Echala Kayyid. It says, I, one, happened to be in the Mokim of the Azora, one not. It says, that's coincidental. It happened to me, because practically that's where he went, but there's no Hashidah in the Mokim before. The Echala Kayyid says, Gauzer, that there was no Mokim beside the Din Kedusha of having any Hashidah of Kedusha. It happened to be there. I was saying to them, the tenth halakha says, the din prisha was machayim to be in the midrash. Kodesh mamash, ish kodesh mamash, it was machayim to be there. The bride was making that point of the difference between the two. It's very interesting. Tosis seems to have a similar kind of a discussion that made them about it, just to see this bekitzin, and let's see what other rishonim about this. The Gemara discusses over there where this mishka of the of the Kohen Hatzairuf went to, he went to the Mokim al Pnei Abiru, Lishkesh al Pnei Abiru. So the Gemara has a discussion, what was this Pnei Abiru? Rabbi Yechonon says, Mokim Hoyim Ha'arabayat Abiru Shmo, the Yishof Yishol Ma'kola Mikdash Kulei Kori Abiru, which simply seems to be a Machlaisis, whether it was in the Mokim al Mikdash or Mokim Ha'arabayat, also it simply seems to be a Machlaisis. But upon it, I just wanted to refer to a thesis over here. Let's leave it to the Shofish of the Yechon on the side as to what they taka mean. We'll discuss that another time. Thesis made that kasha. The entire Amai loyim mafrish nami kaidol is yemi kipurim reishazush al bnei abiru. Why didn't they both go to the same place? Very interesting kasha of thesis suggestion. Why wasn't that adequate for the kaidol? Well, they made it in it. The reishazush al bnei abiru. The kaidol could have gone there as well. This is a regal place to say. The Ishleva, the Mishkan's foyer, Taylor Mishkan's base, Evan, there was some distinction about this Lishko that the Taylor went to. The base Evan, in order to bring out, indeed, there's a very important point that the it would be used by anyone else, even the Kodesh and Yom Kippurim, it would have taken away the distinction that this Mokim has of a Beis HaEvan, that the Mokim which is sheltered from any tumor. So it has to be a Mokim use of the Kodesh and Yom Kippurim. That's why the Kodesh and the Kodesh couldn't go there. The issue is that so is in the first class of Teres and Gauss, that the Esen didn't need to be this Mokim which is some of the Adora and Osir. Inami Yishleima. The Kohen Commission of the Kohen God of the Yom Kippurim to trust in the Kedusha, Shekhala with us in this name and this name and this name, or Yom Afrishim is the Lishka Parhej in Shebnei Matodesh. Aval Porosh and Asas Bechutba HaMishim Shrot in the Lishka Shabbat and Abir Shechutba HaZor. Then says it says look. So it says Abad of the Kohen God who is preparing himself for Avodah in the Midrash. The history has to be in a mocking of Kedusha. You can't take him and put him in the Har HaMishkan because that's not the kind of Frisha that he's trying to achieve. He's trying to achieve a prisha, which is a preparation for Mokim Kedusha. And he has to be in a Mokim of the Azor. In the Mokim of the Azor. Ach, ich hier, der Propagator, ich bin nicht in der Welt. Aber ich weiß, die Teufel hat zu. Aber was ist das Frische, der Teufel hat zu sagen, needs to be in der Mokim Amigdos? Es needs to be, das ist noch so ein Goro, aber die Essence des Frische ist in der Mokim Amigdos. Am Parallel zu der Welt, ist es immer auch in der Teufel, so ein Teufel hat zu topic in our Teufel. Whether the Frische Teufel is relevant or not, doesn't mean anything. So this is just as well as we are, this is a basis to the Frische. It's just as well as we, each one could have been where each other is. The Zelda, two Zodim and Taisa, Taisa Zelda, face, Taisa seems to be having their own, where the priest of the Tusha, priest of the Tara means anything as well. So, ah, it's going to different places, but not by definition, although whether it definitely needs to be first. And the lie is a shy of whether, whether the Din Prisha of the Taisa was Machayim to be in a Mokim of Kedusha as the essence of what Prisha is. That's what Prisha means, that to go to the Mokim of Ma'avayda, Taisa seems to be mistaken about that, both in that place and that sense. Just to get back to our Rashi, and I want to mention just one or two of the Divrei Rishonim of the Torah. Rashi said, Rashi was learning Zephyr Shota the Kedusha, the Zephyr Shota the Sahara, the Chayra, like the first Mahalat in place, but the Gemara was not making an issue of where his Prisha itself was. It's talking about what he's preparing himself to do. Therefore, the verse is using Likonis Lamachnishkina, Loye, Libo, Izach, Alov, etc. That's the nature of his Prisha. And therefore, Echolokan in conception. Ashaki is therefore shot in the Tara, where the nature of his Prisha is to be Machnon Tara to his brother's conception. Rashi is not telling us that there's a difference in the Mokim that they're going to. It's basic Alamachan places that he's talking about two different Chilukim over here. It doesn't seem to be the way Rashi is learning. Rashi seems to be learning. That is all one. The Bryce is no Mataha, but what this kind of Prisha is, that kind of Prisha, we're not talking about the Mokim Tzum is going to. And the evidence is that at least, takes us to the Shittot a little bit from Rashi, because Rashi and Rav Amudalov says clearly that the Mokim where the Kohen was the Nishna Sparedra did not have any Kedusha Zahara, because otherwise he could be sitting there before. Rashi is sitting there in Kedusha Bechlala, and consequently, there's no chashivas in the mokim of the Prisha Legaba denoting the fact that he went to Moshe Mokim of Kedusha. Places, however, says no, that there is some chashivas in the mokim, maybe even in Nitzav proper Kedusha. Aye, in Yeshiva Azor, in Yeshiva Azor, places has a way in which he can set up a mokim which has proper Kedusha, which doesn't have the proper Yeshiva, or maybe some of the Kedusha, but there seems to be some minor at least in the mokim of his Prisha, and it's not the key in what the favor of Prisha. I'd like to mention just two extra points about it. Hashem has another time we'll do the time a little bit. Rabbi and Tommy, that if we mentioned this in the past, says Avada the Rishak Pahedi was in the Azor, has Kedushas Azor. And he makes the point which Mehmet says the Shaykhai is military is very disturbed about this in the context of our city. And that is that if the Din Prisha is Mumma from the Pesach HaOmer, the Pesach HaOmer has Kedushas, has Kedushas Azor, or Zorah has Kedushas Azor. So if you learn it from the Miluim that the Kohen of preparation from the Miluim needs to be Sanchez of HaYomoyim, the Kohen is that there needs to be Kedushas Azor. So how can this suggest that the Mishnah Sahedrin shouldn't have Kedushas Azor? Rashi is learning as they clearly, so he says he's got a suffix to which the, where there's got Kedushas Azor. And the writer says, no, Avada, the Mokim Mishnah Sahedrin has Kedushas Azor, it's still not from the Sanchez of HaYomoyim. But, you ask a Shaila, what's with Ein Yeshiva? How, what the Kohen do for 7 days in Kedushas Azor? Well, now the writer says that he brings this in the context of one or two other Maram HaKohen. He's not suggesting that maybe it was for Suach LaKohen, maybe only for Suach LaKohen, and places is going to finish that he can have a Mokim Kedushas Azor, which has to do with full Suach LaKohen, but yet doesn't have an Issus Yeshiva. Maybe he holds up not Pesach HaLomayim, Pesach HaLomayim, probably Kedushas Azor. Maybe there's a whole of the chilek between a mokum which has kedusha, beside the kedusha of Zohar, beside the chilek of the mokum of the yeshiva. The he says that the hechter, when the avoider, when the din of the kedusha is behind him to do so, then there's no restriction of the yeshiva. The chalecha de l'yachshu b'inyanach alasus adobah ha-tzorech v'azorah elen came the yeshiva, that's mutter, to go in Prisha to Miluim. What did the Kohen of Chorish with the Shiva to David learn? He's not the Pesach HaYom Noi. The Kedushas Azor, what did he do? They didn't set them the whole time. The Kohen Gadol, the whole Shal of Kohen Yom HaKippurim, the Shmira Tachin of Beis HaMoike, he made very nice sentences where we find where people were using the Azor in a way that it wasn't shy for him to be able to stand the whole time.
יש לאב זלאס את הרפורם אשר חלאס את העמידה, אבל אנחנו needs to be done בעמידה, but when the requirements of his being there needs to be done the yeshiva, סתם תתן לעמד אני שלא כאן הפלא, if there's a requirement in it, then the yeshiva is going to, that doesn't exclude the din of yeshiva, אבל זה לא נמי זיסטן בעזור. I have to say that Rashi used the din of Avi Yeshiva Valzor as a raya, the Havada was no Kedushin Valzor of where he was. On the Rabbi says, Nishka, the Havada needed to be Kedushin Valzor, was Kedushin Valzor, Avi Yeshiva Valzor, it's not a problem where his Mechiyah to be there for such kind of Ishtamshus, which is Mechiyah to be Yeshiva. This is the right. But the Yotzeh Lomach in this discussion is a very interesting discussion where the Mishnah Sahedrin was. Was it in the Azorah, as they were stating right, as they were stating at least eight Mahalach and Tzitzis, as they were stating random also that it was in the Azorah, whether it wasn't Ma'azorah, as maybe the Eshim Alapas and says, as maybe Nationals and Rashi is, that it was there, as it was maybe some of the Mohammedans shouldn't have the Azorah. There's just one final point I want to mention, but we'll leave this for another time, and that is where was the Nishkar of the Sayyid Asayyid, where was that? The Tokim of the Harabirim. Kipshuti, when the Sunday Tayyid says, as they were foolish, Kipshuti, the Harabirim was about not in the no Mokum, no Kedushas Azorah, the Harabirim is the Harabayas, it's the Mokum Nachut. And that's why the Sayyid Asayyid didn't, wasn't in the Azorah. The way that Rambam is before, Nishka say Rambam is before, that the Seyed HaSeyrus was also the Mokim where he was, Poyrishku was also a Mokim in the Azora, both of them were considered as well. In fact, hasn't been in our faith, only a Mokim Azora. In case Rambam, that both of them are Poyrishku and Azora, then when we know Zephyr, Shasin, the Kedusha, Zephyr, Zephyr, and Tara, we can't be differentiating between the places. We're only differentiating between what the nature of the Kedusha is. If we hold that neither of them need to be in Azora, then Vaisa, we're not making the point of the differences where they are, we're only making the point of what the chilek and what the tayanus of the priesthood is. If there is a chilek in this, as to whether one of them has a minor in the mocking of the preserve of the Kedusha, and the other one is not the mocking of the Kedusha, which seems to be the pashtos of the way it says, wants to develop this with you, I'm sorry, the bride of it is making a second point, besides just what the focus of the priesthood is, but where the priesthood is also going to be, second of the Kedusha is a mocking of Kedusha, but that our rival is certainly as a pashtos. That's what says it's Masha Inkin. The other one is not Mokum of Kedusha because his priesthood not need to require no need to be a Mokum.